Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning has picked up with 6 days left for the first phase of voting. Leaders of various political parties held back-to-back rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday held an election meeting in Barmer in Rajasthan, saying that the opposition parties are taking cover of lies in the name of the constitution. He made it clear that the constitution cannot be abolished under any circumstances. Mr. Modi said that Congress discriminated against SCs and STs for decades and is today lying in the name of the constitution. He said that Congress defeated Baba Saheb in the elections, did not allow him to be honoured by Bharat Ratna Award and imposed emergency in the country. He said that celebrating Constitution Day started during his tenure. Baba Saheb's Panch Pran were also developed in the past years in his tenure. After the Barmer public meeting, Mr. Modi held his first road show in the state at Dausa. The road show started from Gandhi Tiraha in Dausa at around 5:15 p.m. and ended at Gupteshwar Circle. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that the NDA government is centering only around certain rich industrialists who are given contracts in all the sectors. In a public meeting at Tirunelveli yesterday, he canvassed for the candidates in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. Rahul blamed the BJP for threatening opposition parties by deploying the ED, CBI and IT. He said the Congress has been targeted and its bank accounts frozen for reasons unknown just before the elections. He said that unemployment has become a challenge over the past 10 years when the BJP government decided not to attend to the issue. Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of planning to change the constitution if voted to power again. The Election Commission yesterday reviewed preparedness for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The commission interacted with over 350 election observers across the country. 102 parliamentary constituencies in 21 states will go to polls on the 19th of this month. The poll body has deployed 127 general, 67 police and 167 expenditure observers to ensure free and fair voting in this phase. The Election Commission has initiated a home voting facility for the elderly and people with disabilities for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Under this initiative, voters over 85 years of age and persons with disabilities, PWDs, with 40% of benchmark disabilities can avail the optional home voting facility. The Election Commission has said that the voters in this category have already begun casting their votes for phases 1 and 2 of polling. The Income Tax Department has clarified that the concerns and queries raised on the India-Mauritius Double Taxation Avoidance Agreement, or DTAA, amended recently, are premature at the moment. In a social media post, the IT department said, the protocol is yet to be ratified and notified under Section 90 of the Income Tax Act. It stated that queries will be addressed wherever necessary, as and when the protocol comes into force. U.S. President Joe Biden said that he expects Iran to attack Israel sooner than later as fears grow of Iranian retaliation over an airstrike that killed top commanders earlier this month. The U.S. has been on high alert for a significant Iranian retaliatory attack on Israel in recent days as fears grow of a wider regional war. President Biden said that U.S. is devoted to the defense of Israel and Iran will not succeed. Meanwhile, Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets from Lebanon towards Israel yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry has said the security situation in Myanmar remains precarious and is deteriorating, especially in Rakhine State. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Indians who are travelling to Myanmar should observe proper safety protocols. He also said that Ministry has relocated its staff from the Sithwe Consulate to Yangon. And the IMD has issued orange alert in parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh due to adverse cyclonic conditions. It has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 km per hour over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Maharashtra till Monday. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals in Mohali at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.